Dictation for Michael. Nocelas. NAUSET, as in David, AS. December 24, 54. Addresses a letter to Dr. Armstrong, Armstrong, 8298145. Dear Dr. Armstrong, consultation for Mr. Nocedas with abnormal kidney function. He was supposed to come in person. He got car trouble. He didn't want to wait for a reschedule, so we end up doing a phone consult. He has congestive heart failure. He follows with congestive heart failure clinic, Mr. Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Recently given hydralazine, developed syncope, low blood pressure. This was discontinued. There has been also recent admission to the hospital early March. Supposed to be doing salt and fluid restriction. His weight has come down from 170 to 162 and now 157 appears to be the new steady state. 3 meals a day without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, some degree of frequency in nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. Presently, edema is resolved, denies neuropathy, numbness, tingling, burning, claudication symptoms or discolor of the toes, denied chest pain palpitation, dyspnea has improved, no oxygen, no gross orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea, denies skin rash, bruises, denies bleeding nose gums, denies fever, headaches, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for coronary artery disease, heart attack, four vessel bypass surgery 2010. There has been, within the last 1 year, stress testing, a fixed defect, a low ejection fraction. He also has long-term history of hypertension. He has 2 leaky valves, but not enough to do any procedures. Denies rheumatic fever and endocarditis. Remote history of TIA without any neurologic sequela, no stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no reported carotid or peripheral vascular disease, prior stomach ulcer, severe bleeding requiring open laparotomy. He was benign, not malignancy. He was not exposed to steroids, anti-inflammatory agents, or alcohol. He's not aware if blood transfusion was given or not. He was very ill. Denies chronic liver disease, remote history of kidney stones, the last one many years ago. He doesn't know the type. Has been able to pass them spontaneously without any procedures. Next paragraph. Surgeries for the four vessel bypass surgery, open laparotomy for a stomach ulcer, tonsils, adenoids, bilateral carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to morphine, Zocor, Toradol. Next paragraph, no smoking, present or past. Next paragraph, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, medications include Norvasc, aspirin, Flonase, Demadex. Recently, dose was decreased from 40 to 20 a day. Lipitor, Coric, Clanidine, Nexium, Lorazepam, Flomax, Effexor, and off the hydralazine, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 121/64, weight 157, 68 inches tall, normal speech, full sentences, no respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from March, creatinine 2.2 for a GFR of 30, stage 3 to 4, over time, 2017 creatinine 1.3, 2019 1.5, 2020 1.5, 2021 1.7. This year, on recent admission to the hospital, 2.2, 2.1, 2.7. GFR has dropped from 56 to present level around 30. Recent low potassium 3.2, elevated bicarbonate 38, a normal sodium. Low albumin 3.3 with a normal calcium and phosphorus. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.3 with an MCV of 89. No recent urine analysis previously, no blood or protein, although this is 2019. Another one with blood at the time of urinary tract infection 2021. Next paragraph, there is a recent stress testing, March 2022, normal EKG, a fixed defect, ejection fraction low at 34%, an echocardiogram also in March, ejection fraction 50%, aortic and mitral valve regurgitation, which is moderate, as well as enlargement of the atria, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. A CT scan angiogram with contrast in March, no pulmonary embolism. There is coronary artery calcifications. There was evidence of pleural effusion and pulmonary edema. In 2021, bilateral kidney stones without obstruction, bilateral renal cyst. One of them was hyperdense on the inferior pole of the right kidney. This is at the time of stomach ulcer requiring open surgery. I review this chart summary from March 3rd to March 7, 2022, when he presented with CHF decompensation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, as well as an acute event, recent CHF decompensation requiring aggressive diuresis, also IV contrast exposure, kidney function is improving. This is not the steady state. There is room for improvement. Blood tests to be done in a monthly basis. Clinically, no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and prior CHF volume overload has returned to baseline. The importance of salt fluid restriction discussed with the patient. Finding the lowest amount of diuretic that keeps in control is also important, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Because of the history of kidney stones, I'm going to update a kidney and post-void bladder to make sure that there is no urinary retention. He does have symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Otherwise, prior urine sample has not shown major activity for glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. At the time of urinary tract infection, there was some blood. There is some anemia, which is probably multifactorial. For completeness, I'm going to do free light change and monoclonal protein to rule out plasma cell disorder. I did not change any of the medications. He does have ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction on the stress testing. Does have mitral and aortic valve regurgitation. We'll come back with new blood test results and ultrasound. All questions and answer, education provided. His kidney function is advanced, and we discuss also about issues of dialysis. This is done for GFR less than 15 with symptoms. So we are going to monitor this carefully and of dictation.